Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24. Explanations of the Atmarama verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami on what the Lord wants him to do. If we had another copy of the book, we could get the proper Bengali read. Do we have a second copy of this book? No. Only one copy. Okay, you'll have to put up with me. Otherwise, this is Atul Krishna Prabhu, who's one of our chief instructors in Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Bhav, teacher training, and he's come here to Bahrain to spend a week in teaching people, teaching devotees how to teach. Very lucky to have him here. Good evening. Hare Krishna. Good. Get a smile. Hare Krishna. Good evening. Esha vidta tyag avidta karon akarane dosha koile bhaktir lampan. You should recommend the avoidance of mixed ekadashi and the performance of pure ekadashi. You should also describe the fault in not observing ekadashi. One should be very careful as far as these items are concerned. If one is not careful, one will be negligent in executing devotional service. Om Ajnana Tamirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayyam Dhatati Shupatantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavatutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Ladita Sri Vishakam Vitamascha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priya Vanshakol Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhye Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo. Do they get some prasad? Your guests? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, don't let them run away. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving instructions about ekadashi, and we should be very careful not to neglect observing ekadashi. This is Madhavatiti Bhakta Janana. The Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that ekadashi is the mother of devotional service. By observing ekadashi, why are we observing ekadashi? Is this some ritual that we do? The purpose is to increase our devotional service. Otherwise, we're not really going anywhere, simply to observe lots of rules and regulations without any purpose is not wanted. And to neglect the rules and regulations is also not wanted. But we should follow these things for the sake of increasing our devotional service to Krishna. That's the point. The pure Ekadasi and mixed Ekadasi is a technical issue which is decided by the astronomers and astrologers. Sometimes we see on the calendar that it says Ekadasi not observed. Then the next day, Dwadashi, is when the Ekadasi fast is observed. It has to do with the placement or the location of the sun and the moon and so on. We won't get into the technicalities. But there are certain days when you observe the Ekadasi, and if the Ekadasi is not pure, then the next day is observed, Dwadasi. That all appears on the ISKCON calendar.
Sarvatra praman dibe purana bachon Sri Murti Vishnu Mandir Karan Lakhan.
Whatever you say about Vaishnav behavior, the establishment of Vaishnav temples and deities, and everything else should be supported by evidence from the Puranas. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Panchakshavidin Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhakti Rupataya Vipalpita. We don't just make things up. We serve Krishna in accordance with the rules and regulations set down in the Shastra. Yashastra vidimutsrija vartate kama karata nasa siddhim avapnoti sukham naparam yutim. If we just go by our whims, we're not going to get the result of Krishna consciousness. Shastra pramanate. We should take as evidence of what to do and what not to do the statements of the Shastras, Shruti, Smriti, Purana, the Vedas, the Puranas. That should be, now what happens that changed the scent? Oh, I know, something changed the sound just now? So that we're getting feedback all of a sudden? Yes, somebody changed something. What did you do? Hare Krishna. Okay. Nana Shastra Vicharane Kimpano Sattarma Samstapaka. The Goswamis, therefore, when they write their books, uphold everything by evidence from Shastra. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami is citing all Shastric evidence. Similarly, this Hari Bhakti Vilas, the guidebook for Vaishnava behavior compiled by Sanatana Goswami, cites all authority. So that's our method, not what is that? Hare Krishna. So that's our method. Everything is authorized because it's resting on the statements of Shastra. And that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, that whatever you say in setting the standards for Vaishnava behavior, for establishing the temple and the deity, it should all be according to Shastra.
Samanya Shadachar Ar Vaishnav Achar Kartavya Kartavya Shav Shmarta Vyavahar.
And you should give general and specific descriptions of the behavior and activities of a Vaishnav. You should outline things that are to be done and things that are not to be done. All this should be described as regulations and etiquette. Shadachara, Vaishnavachara, proper behavior, proper, yes, how a Vaishnava should behave. There are, the first item is a satsanga tyag, a Vaishnavachara. A Vaishnava should avoid materialistic association. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked about the activities of a Vaishnava, this was the first thing he said. A satsanga tyag. Vaishnav gives up materialistic association. Stri sangi ekashatu, Krishna bhakta. What is materialistic association? Those who are too much attached to the association of women. And Krishna bhakta, those who are non-devotees or against devotional service, they should be avoided. If we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, then we should associate with devotees. And if we want to advance in forgetting Krishna, then we should associate with materialists. Well, in the Vaishnav society, in the Vaishnav culture, there are proper ways of behavior and improper ways. It's not just following four regulative principles. That's human life. These are the minimum requirements for proper human life. But in the society of Vaishnava, what are the things that are to be done? And what are the things that are not to be done? How do we offer respect to the Vaishnavas? How do we offer respect to the spiritual master? How do we offer respect to the deities? What are the offenses that we should avoid? All of these things are, how should we honor prasad? All of these things are described as culture and etiquette for the Vaishnavas.
E sanchepe shutra kailu digdarasham jave tumi likhibha Krishna karabe spura.
I have thus given a synopsis of the Vaishnava regulative principles. I have given this in brief just to give you a little direction. Digdarshan. When you write on this subject, Krishna will help you by spiritually awakening you. Purport. One cannot write on spiritual matters without being blessed by Krishna and the disciplic succession of gurus. The blessings of the authorities are one's power of eternity. One should not try to write anything about Vaishnava behavior and activities without being authorized by superior authorities. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam brahmapra praptam imam rajarshiyo viduhu. And this is very important, realized explanation by Śrīla Prabhupāda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna will, you when you sit down to write, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I'm giving you a little direction, and Krishna will help you. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamam punyati teh. Tesham satatudyuktana padutam priti purvakam. When one is properly engaged under the direction of the bona fide guru, Vaishnavas, then Krishna will help him. Krishna will give inspiration, Krishna will give direction, what to write. Srila Prabhupada himself wrote so many books, and he expressed this also. He said that he would listen to his books and he'd be surprised that how have I written such books? And he said that actually it's Krishna's dictation. That means Krishna's there and he's inspiring or directing the devotee. Directing the pure devotee what to write. To write about Krishna, there are so many fools who write about Krishna,
and their writings have no value. Manovrite nasati tavatobi. They're just speculating, making things up as they go along, according to their own mundane intelligence. And that writing will benefit no one. Maybe it will get them, earn them a doctoral degree and some applause from other academics, or they might sell a lot of books. But it will not have any spiritual value.
Why? They don't have power of attorney.
If I have to sign some contract for you, I have to have power of attorney. Otherwise, what is the meaning? I may say, I signed this on behalf of such and such, but unless I've gotten such and such's authority, there's no meaning to it. It won't stand up in court. I have to have legitimate power of attorney. Yes. So, to write Vaishnava literature, one has to be blessed by Krishna and the spiritual master. It's not just a question of one's desire to do it or one's academic qualifications. It's a matter of Krishna's blessings. That's essential. Ladies, why don't you move a little this way, otherwise everyone else who comes in has to find their way through. Come up forward, that's good. Yeah, come up forward a little bit more. And other people can. Those who want to sit against the wall, that's okay, I understand. I have a bad back also. Okay. But without being authorized, one should not try to write anything. It's not simply for earning a livelihood or making a name for oneself. It has to be done in the spirit of service, under proper guidance. The example is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, with Kaviraj Goswami. Explains that he was, first of all, he offers his obeisances to Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and gives them the credit for what he's doing. And he describes that when he was, that first of all, he was requested by the Vaishnavas to write on these topics, and then especially the one Haridas Pandit, who is the Pujari of the Govinda deity, especially requested him, and this Haridas Pandit is described Vaishnava of highest caliber, all good qualities were there with him. So he requested, and Kaviraj Goswami also requested the blessings of the Govinda deity. You please. If you so desire, then I can write something. And the deity gave his garland, I think, blessings. So then Kaviraj Goswami took it, that yes, Krishna's sanctioning, Vaishnavas are sanctioning. So by their mercy, I can hope to write something. He doesn't think that I'm so qualified, I've studied all the Shastras, I'm expert in rhetoric and literary composition, therefore I can write something. Vrindavan Das Thakur has written something, but I'll write something better. No. He acknowledges that Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. Where will we find such a super excellent book? I'm just taking the remnants of what he's given. This is the mood of a Vaishnava, humble devotee, trying to do some service, taking permission from the Lord and the devotees, acting, trying to please them by carrying out their orders. Such a devotee gets power of attorney from the Lord. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, no. There was one devotee says, I've written a better commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam than Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Swami is the original Bhagavatam commentator, and all of the other commentators follow in his footsteps. They all acknowledge their debt to Sridhar Swami, and then they add what they wish to say. But one devotee said that I've written a better commentary than Sridhar Swami. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that one who neglects the Swami is a prostitute. Because Swami has a dual meaning. One meaning is Sridhar Swami, and the other meaning is husband. So anyone who neglects the Swami must be a prostitute. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu criticized the author of this Bhagavatam commentary. You're neglecting Sridhar Swami, then you must be some sort of prostitute, that's all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointedly criticized. One should not be proud thinking that one can surpass the previous acharyas. One has to try to write in service to the acharyas. Srila Prabhupada encouraged his devotees to write about Krishna. The Path to Godhead was started partly for that purpose, so that devotees would have a publication in which to glorify Krishna or express their realizations about Krishna consciousness. In Prabhupada's time also, some devotees wrote books about Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj wrote a book about Krishna and science. Sasri Maharaj wrote a book about the Vedas, a Vedic reader. And many devotees wrote for BTG. And Srila Prabhupada appreciated. So he encouraged that, not that he should be the last writer in the Krishna consciousness movement or in ISKCON, but that his disciples should also write, his followers should also write, to express their understanding of Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged. Sanatana Goswami might have been thinking that you've only given me a little summary, what can I write? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I've given you the summary, I've just pointed out the direction. And you sit down and write, and Krishna will help you fill in the blanks. He'll help you complete the work. Any questions so far? Okay, that door is a good door to close. Hello? That's what doors are for.
Eta kahilu prabhur sanatane prashad jahar shravane chitir kande avashad. Thus I have narrated Lord Chaitanya's mercy upon Sanatana Goswami. When one hears these topics, one's heart will be cleansed of all contamination. Nijagrante Karnapur Vishtar Kuriya Sanatane Prabhur Prashad Vakya Che Vikya.
the authorized poet Kavi Karnapur has written a book named Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. This book tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed Sanatana Goswami with his specific mercy. And then we get two verses from Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. Bodendrasya Sapavibhushanamanis Chakvaya Riddham Shriyam Rupasyagraja Esha Eva Tavanim Vairagya Lakshmim Dade Antarabhakti Rasena Purna Hridayo Bayeva Tutakrati Shaivalai Pihitam Mahashara Iva Priti Pradastad Vidam. Srila Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother of Srila Rupa Goswami, was a most important minister in the government of Hussein Shah, the ruler of Bengal. And he was considered the most brilliant gem in that assembly. He possessed all the opulence of a royal position, but he gave up everything just to accept the youthful goddess of renunciation. Although he externally appeared to be a mendicant who had renounced everything, he was filled with the pleasure of devotional service within his heart. Thus he can be compared to a deep lake covered with moss. He was the object of pleasure for all the devotees who knew the science of devotional service. The one characteristic of a devotee is that he's poetic. Or Kavi Karnapur, who is called Kavi. Kavi means poet. And he's very nicely described. Srila Sanatana Goswami, Tyaktva Turna Mashesha Mandala Pati Shrani Sada Tuchchavat. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami were very big men. Rupa and Sanatana were top level government ministers. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a multimillionaire. Big landowner owner. And he was the only son of his father and uncle. So he was, everything was to come to him. But they were Hashesha Mandala Petitioning. They had so much power, influence. When someone is rich or powerful and everybody wants to be in his circle, everybody wants to be connected with him. Everyone wants to do some favor so that they can get some favor back. Everyone wants to be connected with him. Well, they were such powerful men. But Chaktvaturna Mashesha Mandalapati Sada Tuchtava. They gave up all of that as insignificant. Insignificant. We're reluctant to give up even small things. Even small things we're reluctant to give up. Small things or big things, any things. Even family life in old age we're reluctant to give up. No, my wife is dependent on me, my children not yet finished their education. They finished their education, but now something more. We're reluctant to give up our responsibilities. We're going to go on and go on as if everything was somehow going to depend on my management forever. We're reluctant to give up our
little comforts.
But here, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they have so much to give up. We have so little to give up, and we don't want to give up anything. They had the world. They were so opulent, but they considered it insignificant. We want to get to where they are as close as possible. We want to get money, get influence, get position. They had everything, and they considered it insignificant. People are hankering, how can I get a beautiful young wife? How can I get a wife who's beautiful and well qualified and coming from a good family and affectionate? And Raghunath Das Goswami wasn't interested in these things. Still, his father and uncle arranged to marry him to a beautiful young girl from a very high class family. She was like the goddess of fortune. Just to tie him down, because when even Prabhupada said that in business, the companies like to hire married men because they know that the married man is going to stick. The man who's not married may say, well, I don't, why do I need to work for you? I'll go someplace else. But the married man has his responsibilities. So just to tie down Raghunath, his father and uncle married him to this beautiful, high-class, goddess of fortune kind of girl. And Raghunath Das Goswami was always thinking, how can I get out of here? He was always running away from home. He was always leaving. Huh? Everybody else is aspiring. How can I get in that door? And he's inside thinking, how can I get out? Tuchtava. He didn't think, oh, now I've got a wife who's like the goddess of fortune. So what? Creation of the external energy. Insignificant. And they accepted the life of beggars. Not that they just moved into a smaller house or gave away some of their money. They took up the life of beggars. Just wearing some loincloth and kanta. Kanta means a blanket made by stitching together pieces of whatever you can find. That's what they accepted. Extreme renunciation. So it may seem that they gave up all this wealth and became poor beggars, but they were the richest men. They were absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Kavi Karnapur says, like a lake covered with moss. You know, the moss is on top of the lake. It seems like maybe there's no water there, or like there's little water. But actually, it's a deep lake, and just on the top, there's some covering that we don't see. It may have seemed that Rupa, Raghunath, Sanatana Goswamis were living like beggars, like poor men. His father and uncle, Raghunath Das Goswami, were sending money. Our boy won't starve. But they were the richest. They were the richest. They were relishing the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna's relationship with his pure devotees. Raghunath Das Goswami gave up his young wife
for the youthful goddess of renunciation.
Antabhakti rasena purna hridaya.
Externally they may have looked like beggars, but internally
they were fully satisfied.
Purna hridaya, their hearts were filled with the nectar of the loving dealings of Krishna with his devotees.
Tam sanatanam ubhagatam makshnor trishta matram ati matra dayardra. Alilanga parighayata dorbhyam sanukampam atta shampaka gaura. As soon as Sanatan Goswami arrived in front of Lord Chaitanya, the Lord, seeing him, became merciful to him. The Lord, who has the complexion of a golden champak flower, opened his arms and embraced him while expressing great affection.
From the external point of view, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were ostracized from the Brahmin society because they'd taken up service in the government of Amlacha, Hussein Shah. The Brahminical society was very strict. Brahmin means he's not anyone's servant. In Srimad Bhagavatam it said that if a Brahmin is in difficulty, he can take up the duty of a Kshatriya or even the duty of a Vaishnava. But he should never take up the duty of a dog. A dog means dog's business is just to do what the master says. So in that context, the Shudra is like the dog. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. So, Sanatana Goswami had taken up the duty of minister. It may seem like a very high post, but it's a high post where you have to do what your boss tells you. The king is your boss, and what he says to do, you have to do. And not only taking the position of servant, but the servant of a mediator. Servant of a mediator. The Brahminical society at the time was very strict, and because Rupa and Sanatana had accepted such a position, they were thrown out. You're not one of us. You're not fit to call yourself Sarshat Brahmins. No. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. He recognized that here are the fit persons to spread the science of Krishna. And the Lord completely accepted them and gave them his mercy.
Kalena Vrindavana Kelivarta Lupte Titam Kyapayatum Pashishya Kripam Ritena Pashishecha Devas Tatraiva Rupam Chasanatanam Cha.
In the course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate explicitly those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami with the nectar of his mercy to carry out his work in Vrindavan.
Sakalineha Mahata Yoga Mashta Pranatabhata.
This is the way the world works. Anything good that you start in time deteriorates, dwindles, becomes almost lost. Sakalini, over some time, everything runs down. Everything runs down. Build something new, but it has to be maintained, and then after some time, still it can't be maintained. It runs down. So the science of Krishna consciousness also gets lost. It gets lost. Sakalini amata yoga nashtapyamata. Therefore, Krishna, sambhavami yuge yuge, he appears again and again to reestablish the principles of Krishna consciousness, dharma samsthapana, ratayana. Or the devotees, acharyas, they also reinvigorate the Krishna consciousness movement, reestablish the principles. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. That these smarta Brahmins and these Prakriti Sahajas have hijacked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. They've discredited and degraded what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. So now the real thing has to be excavated, has to be reestablished. Therefore, they took up that task, reestablishing Krishna consciousness. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, with all these yogis, scientists, this, that, incarnations, obscuring what Krishna has given. Therefore, Prabhupada gave Bhagavad Gita as it is to reestablish Krishna's teachings. So this Vrindavan was practically lost. Physical Vrindavan, places were not known. Now we go to Vrindavan, oh, this is this place, this is this place, this is this place. There are road signs, Radhakund. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, these places were lost. Radhakund was just like a little swampy area with some water in it, in the middle of a field. Nobody knew this is Radhakund. Similarly, so many other places in Krishna's pastimes were not known, or the activities performed there were not known. So Srila Sanatana Goswami was entrusted with this task, reestablish Vrindavan. That was one of the jobs given to him. And reestablish the principles of devotional service. That was another job. Show how devotional service should be performed. Because Vrindavan is not just a physical place. It's not just a plot of land. But it's the place where everyone is engaged in pleasing Krishna. And that consciousness of pleasing Krishna has to be revived. Otherwise, one can't see Vrindavan. Nishaya chariya kove shuddha hari. Narottam Das Thakur says, when my consciousness is purified, then I'll be able to see Vrindavan. Then I'll be able to understand something about Radha and Krishna. It requires that qualification, pure consciousness. Otherwise, in impure consciousness, we can't see. There has to be some qualification. Bhimuta mana pashyanti. Pashyanti jnana chakshushanti. Fools can't see. But those who follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, they can see. Pashyanti jnana chakshushanti. Those who have eyes of knowledge. Prema-janas-chuita-bhakti-vilo-chanyam-santa-sadaya-vidyeshu-vilo-pyantu. knowledge and devotional service, they can see.
Eta kahilu shanatane prabhur prasad yahar shravane chitter khande avashad.
I have thus explained the mercy bestowed on Sanatana Goswami by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If one hears this description, all moroseness in the heart will diminish. All moroseness, the material world, we're subject to this moroseness, feeling depressed or unhappy. But by hearing these topics, the heart becomes purified and enlightened.
Krishner Sharup Ganer Shakal Hoy Gan Biddhi Rag Marge Shadana Bhaktir Vidhan. By reading these instructions to Sanatana Goswami,
one will become fully aware of Lord Krishna's various expansions and the process of devotional service according to the regulative principles and spontaneous love. Everything will be fully known. There are two stages of devotional service, more than two can be given. Vidhimarg, Ragmarg. Vidhimarg means following the rules and regulations of devotional service in order to make spiritual progress. And Ragmarg means spontaneous service to Krishna. In the beginning, by force, we have to be engaged. We have to be engaged according to the orders of the spiritual master in the scriptures. But in the advanced stage, one wants to serve Krishna. One becomes spontaneously enthusiastic to serve Krishna in a certain way. So, by hearing these instructions, one will become aware of these things.
Krishna prema bhakta rash bhaktir siddhanta ihar shravane bhakta janena shab anta.
By reading these instructions, a pure devotee can understand love of Krishna, the mellows of devotional service, and the conclusions of devotional service. Everyone can understand all these things in their ultimate end by studying these instructions. Krishna prema, bhakti ras, bhakti siddhanta. These three are to be known by pure devotional service. Krishna prema, love for Krishna. It's not a theoretical topic. It's to be experienced, to be lived. Bhakti Krishna prema. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna prema. Krishna prema pradayate. By following in the footsteps of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, one can get that Krishna prema. It's not a cheap thing. The love of Krishna, its characteristic is that it's very rarely achieved. But by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, Krishna prema is available. And bhakti ras, the nectar of devotional service. And bhakti siddhanta, the understanding of the conclusions of devotional service. Devotional service is not something sentimental. It's not just feelings in the heart or some speculative ideas. There are conclusive truths to be understood. Siddhanta, or bhakti siddhanta. This also one can understand
by the instructions given to Srila Sanatana Goswami.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Charan Yar Prantan She Pai Edhan. The conclusion of these instructions can be known to one whose life and soul is the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Charan Yar Prantan. For one whose life and soul
is the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu,
She Pai Edan, he can get this treasure
of devotional service.
Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Ash, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dash. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, Sri Rupa, and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita,
following in their footsteps.
Thus end the Bhakti Vedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 24, describing the Atmarama verse and the Lord's mercy upon Sanatana Goswami.
Any questions? Can we close the door on the grinding machine, please? Is that possible? Is there a door there?
It is closed.
It's closed. Okay. Don't worry for it. That's all right. So, just speak loud.
Yeah, there is no doubt about that. By doing the renunciation, we get purified and elevated to the heaven. There is no doubt. But how we can understand that Lord Krishna's wording, Naham Vedena Tapasa Anat Nane Achindriya, how we can relate this and that together for our understanding?
Yeah, it's not that simply by charity or penance one can understand Krishna consciousness. It's only by devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge, simply by austerity, simply by charity, one can't understand Krishna. Bhaktya mama vijayanti, only by devotional service. But devotional service includes these other things. It's not that I'm Krishna conscious, so I don't need to be austere. I'm Krishna conscious, I don't have to be charitable. I'm Krishna conscious, I have no need of knowledge. But all of these things have their proper place within Krishna consciousness. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartha meka purushartha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach devotional service, in which knowledge and renunciation are natural components. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Chaniyati Ashu Vairagyam Ganesham Yadavetakam. If one is genuinely following the process of devotional service, then knowledge and detachment will automatically develop. It's not that Sanatana Goswami and the other Goswamis gave up material opulence and simply by dint of their austerities attained perfection. It was by devotional service. But because they were engaged in devotional service, they weren't interested in these material things. It's not that, yes, they weren't interested. They were overwhelmed by engagement in devotional service of Krishna, relishing devotional service to Krishna. Raso Varjan Rasopyasya Param Drishtram. So automatically their renunciation was there. And as mentioned here, their knowledge developed by devotional service, where it was manifest by devotional service. It wasn't a separate item. Okay. Something else?
We were the disciples of Sanatana Goswami.
Did Sanatana Goswami have disciples? Of course, Kaviraj Goswami is his disciple. So we're all disciples of Sanatana Goswami. But officially, as far as I know, he didn't accept disciples. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami specifically accepted disciples. I don't think Sanatana Goswami officially accepted. But everyone was his disciple. Rupa Goswami is his, respecting Sanatana Goswami as his spiritual master. We have this book available. We have Bhagavatamrita, published by BBT, in which you can have access to some of the writings of Śrīla Sanatana Goswami. Also that Krishna Lila Stava, short book, remembering the pastimes of Krishna. These are available. Okay. Appreciate how Sanatana Goswami was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Wonderful books. Something else, yes.
The example of the Goswamis, you said they are so deep, are so rich and spiritual. and that's the relevance. I mean, that's the to show us. Then we may, you know, sometimes devotees, they're just struggling just to keep up their, basically their material existence. They have to go to work early in the morning, they work all day, they come home, they're tired. And I mean, how is it possible to get that richness in a devotional life under those circumstances?
It may be difficult. Struggling, working. So there are several things that can be said. One is that under any circumstances, avetakiya pratiyata, devotional service can't be stopped. If one is very serious, then whatever, he'll be Krishna conscious. There may be a war going on, there may be work going on, there may be anything going on. He'll be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It's not an impediment for him. Or it may be an impediment, but he'll cross that impediment because he's serious. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had so much to do, big family, big position. Still, he was doing so much. So, it's possible. And their devotees, even now, have so many responsibilities. But they're busy in devotional service. So it's possible. Second thing is, you may want to look again and say, why am I working so hard? And I'm working like a slave. And what am I getting? Sometimes we get into a situation simply working for so little return. And we may look at it and say, what's the use? Why should I be working so hard? Who was telling me the other day? Maybe I was talking to someone. Yeah, you deliberately took a lesser position in his company. Less pay, less career advancement. Because he saw that I'm just spending all my time working like a dog. I have no time for devotional service. So this way I'll get less money, but I'll have more freedom. So he, and all of his colleagues were saying, you know, what are you doing? He said, but later, now the colleagues are saying, smart move. And they're still in anxiety, they're still, and he's happy. So who made the better career move, they or he? So we may also look at that. Like, I was reading something written by a lady who was critical of the idea that women should always be working in the world of careers. She said, you're working like anything just so you can pay for childcare. You know, instead of doing the child care yourself, you're working like anything so that you can have money to pay for somebody else to take care of your child. But it's backwards. So that's the second thing that one may look at and say, do I need to work this hard? Because it's easier to spend less than earn more. Basic business proposition. It's easier to reduce your expenses than to increase your income. So if we can reduce our needs, we get more time. I was with one friend in Dubai. He had a larger apartment. He was apologizing that now there was some difficulty and I've accepted a smaller apartment. But maybe I could again. I said, no. He's a little older also. His children are, last child is on his way out. What do you want a bigger apartment for? Be happy. We're spending less, you can work less. Reduce. And the third thing is that working hard and struggling to support our family is not a permanent occupation. In the Varnashram Dharma, there's brahmachari life for some time, then there's grihastha life for some time. Not for the rest of one's lifetime. Say 25 years up to the age of 50. Then one should go on to the next phase, the retired life, vanaprastha ashram. Then sannyasa's there after. Now the human being is not meant to work hard to support home and family his whole life. For some time, one may do that. But then one should pack it in. All right, I supported my family, I raised my children, everything's done. Now I have to, with the time that remains to me, increase my detachment from these things. As in childhood I wasn't attached to wife, children, all of these things. And then I got married and took these responsibilities. But as one gets in, one should also get out. Just as we entered school and then left the school behind. It's not that at 42 we're still in school. So in family life, one should get in and one should also get out. One should know that at a certain point, now it's time to close down in family affairs. Children are grown, we had whatever sense gratification was there, we had, and what sense gratification will I get in my old age? And is that the purpose of life? So therefore the retired life is there. Vanaprastha ashram. Give up sex life. Loosen material attachments. wind things down and become happy. What happiness is there in working till I drop? Being in anxiety always. In the mature stage, one is advised to free oneself from these encumbrances and dedicate one's full energy for the service of Krishna and for spreading Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada did that. He had his family life, he had his wife, children, everything, business. He did all of those things. But then at the mature point, he was giving more attention to devotional service. All along he was giving attention to devotional activities. But at a certain point, all right, now enough of householder life. He was going back and forth to Jhansi to preach. And finally he left home altogether. And if he hadn't done that, where would we be? Well, for the benefit of oneself and for the benefit of others also, at the mature stage one should loosen one's attachment to home and family and increase one's engagement in the activities of hearing, chanting, and spreading Krishna consciousness. Okay.
How much time it takes to take a new body after leaving this world?
How much time does it take to get a new body after the soul leaves? Not much time. You don't get a break. One is finished, you get the next one. If it's a human body, it takes 9 months in gestation. But in any case, after leaving this body, the next body is already allotted. And the change is quick. The best thing is not to take another body. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.